Well, good morning from the Clent Hills on this absolutely stunning winter's morning. It's a Monday morning. We're just ascending to the Four Stones. So we've got brilliant clear skies. We've had a heavy frost. It's all the ground is nice and white and crispy. It's not a breath of wind. Oh, one of them days. I know I've said it before, but I'm glad to be alive. Absolutely fantastic. Really is a stunning day here in the Midlands. Makes all the days of the rain and the cloud and the damp and the awful weather we've had over the last couple of months we've had thrown at us. And you just can't beat a day like today. So we arrived at the top scope. And we've got a fantastic temperature inversion in the valley, right in the distance. I can see clear hills sticking out. At the top I can see the sun reflecting off the white dome where I've been before. I've got Aberdeen Hill sticking out of the mist. Top of the Malverns. But the rest of the valley is just covered in a low mist. If you walk out to the Four Stones, I can see Hal's own Stourbridge. Look there, 4, 5, 6 running in front of me. Probably about half a mile away. And somewhere on the horizon I can see a big plume of smoke. So whether there's a big fire going on somewhere, I don't know. It's over in the direction of looking north, so Nicola Wavox country. And also I can see the Reeking where I was yesterday, and I can see the cooling towers, or I should say the vapour from the cooling towers from the Ironbridge power station. What a fantastic view. Got the low winter sun. And so I've got to go to work later on tonight. And I was in the hangout with Dale Gambler McColgan, Nicola Wavox. So sorry guys, I had to bail early because I wanted to come up here. Look at this. It's not very often you get days like this. And when you do, you have to seize the moment and just go for it. It's not even cold either, even though we've got a heavy frost with the sun that's out. I'm perfectly warm, I've got my thick windproof fleecy thing on. But I'm only in my jeans. No need for expensive walking gear today. I just love it. I was going to say, you can see the Malvern Hills. I can see the twin transmitter towers down by Bromsgrove. If anybody's been down the M5 past Bromsgrove, we'll see two massive steel. They're actually, I think they're medium wave transmitters or long wave transmitters, I'm not quite sure. But they stick up right next to the motorway. You can see them. I'll have to go down the hill a bit. I could see right down south. This is just, I'm really enjoying this today. I hope this comes out in the recording. You know what I'd really wish now? If I could just click my fingers and everybody who's listening to me now could be here with me to enjoy this. So you can hear the crunch underfoot. What would I give to everybody just standing in silence, just looking at the view? I know Dean Reed goes on about the glorious Peak District. Well, this is definitely wonderful Worcestershire. Definitely. On a day like today, I've been up here in the mist and the fog. Got that real clean air, but with the low-lying mist. So I can see right into So I'm looking towards Malvern, so that's from here, roughly south-west-ish, south-south-west. So if I scan around to the left, I'm looking south. So that'd be down into the Vale of Esham. And then you look past Malvern and you can see the, on a clearer day than we've got today in the distance, you can see the Black Mountains. And you've got Abley Hill. I sometimes go along the MMG. There's a route I follow down towards Tenby Wells. And in front of me, on the other side of the valley, small valley, it's Walton Hill. I've got there quite regularly, that's another good viewpoint. I just like the way the mist is picking out the fields and the trees and the boundaries of the fields and all the landmarks. You can see a few church spires. And I can see in the distance a row of electricity pylons being picked out in the mist. So this is definitely a breathing space this morning. This is another one of my three words for 2014. Just enjoy the moment. I'm enjoying this moment, definitely. What a privilege to be standing here. I look west, I can see into Shropshire. We'll just do a few faint. I think the crows in the trees and in the woody part. That's where I got to take my pictures of the bluebells in the spring. In fact, with the mist in the valley, it looks like it's the sea. It looks like a massive, bit like Cardigan Bay. If you're standing on a hillside, if you get out into Pembrokeshire, there's quite a lot of these bays. So you go to Freshwater West, where I went in the autumn. And it looks like there's a peninsula sticking out You get that in North Wales as well. You've got that in Peninsula. So if you stand on, say, the flanks of Snowdon or Snowdonia, and you can see the sea, you can just imagine a nice, calm, relaxing sea. But of course, this is just mist. We're miles from the sea, 100 odd miles from the sea. It's a 2-hour drive to the sea. Fantastic. Right, I'm taking the views for a bit longer. So once again, thanks for listening. And I'll catch you in the next boo.